From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the 21st day of March, 2010. We are live. In the next 2 hours, we're going to give you the most detailed, fact-based, reality-based analysis of the government slash banking insurance company takeover of 1/7 of the United States economy. That's a conservative estimate. Some are 1/6. We are going to break down this in total detail today. I've been doing deep research the last few years on this. Of course, all of you know that the Democrats say they have the votes and are set to vote tonight or at the latest tomorrow on the bill in the House. Then it will go to the Senate and be directed to President Barack H. Obama. So that is coming up. I wrote a list of issues I want to cover, and each point we have backed up from the bill, from mainstream news articles, and from statements from Congress. Tom Daschle's quotes, the guy that originally wrote the bill, and this is his bill, everything he wanted, government-funded abortion, everything is in there. Number one, we are a bankrupt nation. The states are going bankrupt. This is by design for the bankers. The bill is 2,700 pages long. We're going to cover that. The IRS is given incredible new powers to spy on you biweekly, every time you get paid, and to not just take your refund checks, but even grab your bank account or garnish your wages. So a massive expansion of the nanny state through the IRS with 16 to 20,000 new employees. The government says 6,000 plus, but it's guaranteed to be more than that. The good news, 38 states are lining up to say no, that it's unconstitutional. The federal government's claim of the Commerce Clause is a fraud. There's massive cuts to Medicare and Medicaid in this. The insurance companies wrote it. The media has been lying, saying that the insurance companies are against it. It's like the banker bailout, a huge robbery. There are all these new taxes in it against small businesses, big businesses, private individuals. Also, it has a provision for comparative medicine. That's the death panels. That's where the government decides what doctors and nurses can do and what treatment you can get. We'll get into Tom Daschle on that front. Doctors already aren't taking Medicare and Medicaid all over the country. Walgreens is announcing in many of its stores around the nation it's not going to take it because they're just not given compensation to pay for the drugs. They're told just give them out basically for free. There's no free lunch here, folks. The government's only good at one thing, lying and stealing. So we'll talk about how this will lower quality. Oh, yeah, you get universal health care, like in Cuba. Everybody gets to see a doctor. You get an aspirin for a heart attack. And how this is part of the total takeover we've seen of the local police, of the states, of the internet that's happening right now with cybersecurity, the green taxes taking over the factories and industry in our homes, the takeover with the banker bailout, the takeover of the car industry. The total takeover is happening. This is just one part of that as the government and select corporate interests that control it seize the entire nation. We'll get into how this does fund abortion. Obama says he'll sign an executive order, but executive order experts are on record saying that that won't be enforced, that the courts have ruled executive orders won't be able to bypass that, and so that this will fund abortion. The law in Congress will trump, because that's constitutional, though the law itself will be unconstitutional. The executive orders are so unconstitutional, it will trump that, and that's why Obama has agreed to sign the executive order restricting abortion funding. We'll also talk about how it was planned, how it was passed, the bribery, the payoffs, the criminality. We'll talk about how it's discriminatory, how unions and other select groups are exempt from the provisions in the legislation itself on so-called Cadillac plans. We'll also get into the Republicans and how they think they've scored a big political victory here, knowing that this will destroy the Democrats in the short term. The problem is the history shows the Republicans won't actually fully repeal this when it comes time. So that's the next big fight. This is the total takeover, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to break it all down straight ahead. Call your friends and family. Tell them to tune in now.
mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is one of the most important broadcasts I have ever done. We're going to break down exactly what is in the government takeover of healthcare bill that the House of Representatives is set to pass tonight or tomorrow to go to the president's desk. It is illegal. It is unconstitutional. It is an overthrow of our constitutional republic on so many fronts. There have been many wounds inflicted against our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. The establishment is no longer eating around the edges of our republic. Open tyranny is manifesting itself on literally hundreds of different fronts, but this is one of the chief blows, a grievous blow against the country. But it's also a wake-up call for everyone out there who has been in denial. Now, I've read the House version. I've read the Senate version. We have spent literally weeks and weeks of live airtime covering this legislation in its different permutations in the last year. It's similar to what we saw in 1993, 94 under Hillary and Clinton Care, but it's even worse. So we're going to break it down today in absolute detail, and coming up in the next hour, open the phones up. But it will take me the balance of this first hour just to cover the basics. Now, we're going to go off the actual bill and even the mainstream media reports quoting sections of the bill. Nothing you're going to hear here is speculation. When I tell you that Tom Daschle wrote a book saying that old people have a duty to die, and that he wrote the current bill, much of what you're about to see be passed by the traitorous Congress, the treacherous Congress, I'm going to read his quotes. I'm going to read from the stinking book. When I tell you there's a provision for the IRS to not just grab your refund, but to garnish your wages, we're going to cover it from the bill. Everything you're going to hear here is the facts, not the absolute unmitigated lies of the Democratic Party. Now, remember, I'm somebody when Bush rammed through the Patriot Act who exposed it. I'm somebody who exposed the fake WMDs in Iraq in 2002 and 2003 when that was unpopular, now proven right. I am nonpartisan. I have allegiance to one thing, and that is the truth. That is justice and freedom and our constitutional republic. And when I hear the Republicans on Fox and CNN, they aren't telling you one-tenth of how bad this is, because a lot of them secretly want this to pass, so they politically sweep the Congress this year, the House this year, the Senate the year after that, and the White House in 2.5 years. If the Republicans in the last year would have told you just how bad this is, there's no way this would have passed. They are the leadership. There are some good low-level members that are telling the truth. But the leadership, as bad as their rhetoric sounds, it is nothing compared to the true magnitude of this final legislation. This legislation is worse than what we saw 6 months ago, worse than what we saw 2 months ago. I cannot believe that this is about to pass in America. And I have seen the establishment sink to lows in their power grabs. But there is so much deception involved here. Number one, the insurance companies wrote this legislation. Even the Wall Street Journal reported that 2 months ago. The Democratic talking points are that the insurance companies are against this. The insurance company stock are all up, all the majors. Warren Buffett, whose biggest holdings are in health insurance, his stocks are up right now. They want this. It cuts Medicare and Medicaid. It gives liability protection to the insurance companies. It lowers the quality of care. And that's the facts. And that's why Walgreens and others are announcing in different regions of the U.S. that they're not going to accept Medicare and Medicaid anymore. In fact, I have that here from the Seattle Times. Walgreens, no new Medicaid patients as of April 16th. That's just the beginning. Here's another one. Even AP tells the truth here. Fact checked, premiums would rise under Obama. This is at least a $1 trillion tax increase. Now, the CBO is bound to accept the numbers that are given to it by the Congress. Those are numbers given to them a month ago. But the former head of the Congressional Budget Office, as well as the General Accounting Office, both groups have been out on record, say that it's disinfo in, disinfo out, garbage in, garbage out, that this is at least a half a trillion increase, but most of the experts say over a trillion. But folks, that isn't even the issue. I mean, that's bad. The issue here is this is unconstitutional. The bill's being criminally passed with bribery. It gives the IRS new powers it never had before to be involved in your daily life, tracking and tracing everything you do, taking money out of your account, setting the precedent to raise healthcare costs to an unimaginable level. It's been Medicare and Medicaid and government involvement that has destroyed healthcare in the U.S. So that's all coming up. Now, in the first little short segment that some stations don't carry, I went over just a list of things that I'm going to cover today. And so I want to go ahead now and do a brief synopsis of what we're facing. Then I'm going to go back through each point with articles and the bill in this first hour. So you're going to hear the facts here today. Please call your friends and family. If you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, internet, podcast, whatever the case is, they need to hear this. And you can also watch us live at prisonplanet.tv and see the video clips, read the articles, see them on screen as we cover them, as we go over them. Number one, this country is bankrupt. There's no such thing as a free lunch. There never has been. There never will. Illinois, California, Michigan, Florida, Iowa, and countless other states are already bankrupt or are about to go officially bankrupt. Our industry is shutting down. We're in a double-dip recession. That's called a depression. Now they call it a double-dip recession. The dollar is on the verge of dying. Here's Bloomberg. U.S.-U.K. move closer to losing rating. AAA rating, Moody says. Like Mexico. Here's another one. Bloomberg. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. The big pension funds do what the federal government tells them, or the feds go in and set up their CEOs and send them to prison. They always follow orders. They're now saying they're going to take your pension funds and invest it with the banks to prop them up. You understand what's happening here? We are bankrupt. There is no free lunch. And when you get a government monopoly over healthcare, that will drive up prices. Just like drugs are illegal, so the prices are higher. Anything you make illegal, this is a law of economics, anything that you make a monopoly goes up in price, and it's government involvement. 30 years ago, we still had the best healthcare in the world and the cheapest in the world. Now, what do you have? And the media always blames the doctors. They're getting a smaller and smaller piece of the pie while their education and liability costs go up. I talked to two doctors last night. I was at a friend's birthday party in Fredericksburg at a popular night spot. And I talked to two medical doctors who are thinking about, and they're not close to retirement, about just getting out of practice altogether. But side issue, that's coming up. We are bankrupt. We can't pay for this. And what the government does is it takes control of your life. It takes control of small businesses that are already on the verge of going out of business. If somebody's getting paid $15 an hour, $20 an hour, like my employees, and I'm going to be forced to buy health care, I'm going to go, okay, here's your health care. You now get $10 an hour, $8 an hour. Because that's their half of the money. That's how health care works. And then I've got to match it. So, see, I'll really be paying a $15 an hour employee $22, $23 an hour. It's just they'll be getting 8, 9, 10, 11 of it. Sound good to you? That's what you're going to be experiencing. And the health care you're going to get is going to be absolute crap. Oh, yeah, that's all over the news. That's admitted. Lowering the standard of the care. Oh, you're going to get some health care. But the government is going to set the parameters of that health care. Okay, we're going to run over all of it in blitzkrieg fashion. There's a lot of information straight ahead. I'd get over to prisonplanet.tv so you see these documents. We'll be right back. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Old Times Central. Thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Well, we may have lost this fight. They say they've got the votes, but they're such liars that may not be true. But this is a big wake-up call to people with this unconstitutional, illegal legislation on the verge of passing. Now, here's some good news. It is waking people up what's happening. 38 states and their attorney generals are saying they're going to challenge it in federal court. That's not enough. The states have even more power for the legislatures to pass laws saying you have no control under the Commerce Clause over people's health care in the states, and you can't make people buy something from a private interest. If they can do that, they can make you buy an electric car from General Motors to prop it up, as the Attorney General of Texas said on Thursday morning when I heard him on News Radio 590 KLBJ here in Austin. He's absolutely right. This is robbery. The government can't say that everybody has to, say, send $1,000 to the Catholic Church or $1,000 to Pat Robertson or $1,000 or $5,000 a year to some healthcare company. Remember, the insurance companies wrote this and their stock is up. But they played it in the media like they were against it and somehow the rich guys were going to get stuck with it, just like the banker bailout of a year and a half ago. They said it was to unfreeze mortgages October 3rd when they passed it. October 4th, Henry Paulson said, we're not going to spend the money now on the mortgages. We're not going to tell you where the money is. But now a federal court has ruled the private Federal Reserve has to say where the money went. So, again, this is a big wake-up call. Here's another wake-up call. The Democrats were so lawless, so criminal, so evil, so contemptuous of our Bill of Rights and Constitution that they were trying to say that the Democrats didn't even have to vote on this bill, that they could just deem the House leadership that they had the votes and pass the Senate version, agree to it. But yesterday they announced, we're not going to do that now. They politically didn't want to make their members vote because anybody that votes for this politically has a very good chance of being beaten in the congressional elections coming up in November. But because the people got outraged, because the public looked at the Constitution and realized how illegal this was, the Democrats backed off of that. House Democrats dropped plans for deem and pass vote, Waxman says. So that happened yesterday. That is from Business Week. Now, let's get into the bad news here and then some of the good news. Again, we are bankrupt. There is no free lunch. There is no free health care. All the employers are going to pass this on to their employees. This is going to hit people working at Wendy's and McDonald's the worst, getting $9 an hour. You're now going to basically get $5 an hour. It'll still say you're getting $9 an hour on your pay rate, but when they take this out, you're going to get $5, $6 an hour, and your employer has to match you, and so they're going to let some people go. And it's going to lower the quality of the health care. One of the most horrible sections of the legislation is covered here from the Hill newspapers. And it says the bill would allow IRS to confiscate refunds if there are penalties for not buying health care. I actually read that subsection, and it gives the IRS the power with 16 to 20,000 new employees. That's just to begin to seize your bank accounts to garnish your wages. The first thing they do is not give you your refund. So continuing here with this information, here is a story out of the Examiner. I'll give you a document cam shot for that for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. 16,500 more IRS agents needed to enforce Obamacare. That's in the bill and has the funding for it, but you better believe it's going to be more than that. And the IRS will now be every 2 weeks watching what you do, following your paycheck, harassing your employer. And on top of it, this expands into a medical card attached to your employment. So now the IRS is literally your social worker nanny. You've never taken welfare. You've never been on unemployment. You don't want to talk to the government. You don't want to talk to census takers. You want to be left alone. Sorry. The IRS now just isn't in your life once a year. They're in your life every single pay period. Unbelievable information on that front. And that's only the beginning of the taxes and control. Under this bill, they can just, at a regulatory level, expand the taxes to whatever level they want. So that it gives them a blank check of power. One of the other horrible areas of this is comparative medicine. Comparative medicine is the death panels. We have them in England. They have them in Canada. They have them in Germany. They have them in the Netherlands. The government, in consultation with the big insurance companies that wrote the bill, they will decide what treatments you can get, what tests you can have. And I want to read to you here from Bloomberg. Document cam shot, please. Ruin your health with Obama stimulus plan. That's one of the articles. And then it quotes his book. His book is critical. What we can do about healthcare crisis. Why is this important? Daschle wrote the healthcare bill, much of which is now inculcated in this latest legislation set to pass today or tomorrow. According to Daschle, doctors have to give up anonymity, autonomy, and learn to operate less like solo practitioners. That's a quote. So the government's practicing medicine now. The goal, Daschle's book explained, is to slow the development and use of new medications and technologies because they are driving up cost. He praises Europeans for being more willing to accept hopeless diagnoses and forgo experimental treatments. And he chastises Americans for expecting too much from the healthcare system. Let me read one of the quotes. Daschle says healthcare reform, quote, will not be pain-free. Seniors should be more accepting of the conditions that come with age instead of treating them. That means the elderly will bear the brunt. He then goes on to say, you're over 60, you shouldn't be able to get the eye surgery you need. So you've paid into the tax system your whole life. They stole your Social Security. They stole your Medicare and Medicaid money that you invested, you were supposedly going to get. It's all gone to bail out the banks and their global takeover. And I heard the Democrats hissing on TV and radio today, admitting, well, yeah, we're going to have to tell the doctors what to do, but, you know, this is what we've got to do to give everybody health care. Okay, continuing here. Again, doctors are on record, health care providers are on record saying this will lower quality, and the bill states, oh, yeah, it'll save hundreds of billions of dollars over the next decade because every year it cuts $43 billion out of Medicare and Medicaid, lowering the amount of money that can be spent to the logical extension like Cuba, where they have more doctors per capita than any other nation. But they don't have any equipment, the drugs you need, or the expertise. You get an aspirin for a heart attack in Cuba. When we come back, the abortion issue. It's another political trick. Abortion is funded in this bill, and one of the last congressman holdout votes says Obama's going to sign an executive order, but all the legal scholars say the bill is what will be followed that funds taxpayer-funded abortion, not the other executive order. That's coming up. We'll also get into the discrimination in the bill. A bunch of unions are exempt from it. We'll be right back. We're covering the government takeover of healthcare. They've already taken over the auto industry, the greenhouse gas taxes to shut down whatever coal plants and factories we've got left. China, India, Mexico have to make zero cuts. The president's announcing the takeover of the internet, saying they may censor news. They're taking the web over. They're taking every facet of our lives over. The hate bill they passed last year federalizes your local police. It's just a total takeover. And all the government's good at is lying and stealing and thieving for their special interest. Okay. Obama agreed an hour and a half ago with the final Democrat vote they needed to have an executive order to get as many as 12 pro-life Democrat votes. But experts on the Constitution have reported that a executive order is trumped by the bill. The bill says taxpayer-funded abortion. The county where I live, Travis County, Austin, Texas, resides in the county, last year started funding abortions with a county tax. It doesn't matter what executive orders are in place. So this bill does fund abortion, and Obama, even if he tried to enforce his executive order, which, of course, he's a pro-abortion guy, it would be thrown out in court instantly. So this will fund abortions. It is in the bill. The Democrats could strip it out right now, but they're not going to do that. They could have done it a week ago, a month ago. No, they're going to have an executive order that Obama hasn't even signed yet. Remember, he wasn't going to hire lobbyists, hired more than anybody ever had in history. He was going to cut the federal budget. He spent more money in 1 year than all presidents before him combined. He was going to get us out of Iraq immediately. A year and a half later, there we are, expanding all these other wars. He was going to end torture, the Patriot Act. He's for it. He was going to end warrantless wiretapping. He's for it. So the White House says they're going to sign this executive order sometime in the future that won't allow the funding, but the bill does allow the funding. Just like they said the bill wouldn't fund illegal aliens, it funds illegal aliens that are already bankrupting the southwestern states with their anchor babies. They come in, have a kid, the whole family gets free health care, welfare, everything else. It's all in there. A bunch of unfunded mandates to the states. So the good news is 38 states are saying they're going to fight it. That is coming up. Continuing here, and the points I want to go over is how this was passed. Billions of dollars to congressmen and women's districts that agreed. Open bribery. The discriminatory areas where seven of the biggest unions in the bill are exempt from the Cadillac provision. It's not a Cadillac provision. They take more money out of your paycheck. You've paid for it. You get great insurance. And it's not just the unions, some of the big unions that have this. It's a lot of big corporations have it. Small corporations have it. If that's part of the package and what you're looking for, they take the money out of your check. Your employer matches it as part of your employment, and you pay no deductible. And it covers everything. Chiropractors, you know, whatever you want. CAT scans, mammograms before you're 45 when it kicks in with regular insurance. It's all paid for. You paid for it. No. Everyone in the country, millions and millions of people that have the Cadillac insurance, you get a giant tax of 50% of the cost of your plan. 50%. Let's say you're paying $12,000 a year on average to get a Cadillac plan. Well, you're going to pay $6,000 extra tax. It's just full of taxes. I've tried to read the 2,700-page new version that they just released yesterday, and I spent hours yesterday morning trying to go over it and just doing Control-F keyword searches, and it's just all in there. And I have the AP's boil down that says it's in there. So, I mean, you talk about discrimination. You've got seven, and the way the bill reads, later Obama can selectively decide if others get to have it. It gives them these political favors. That's why Biden, the vice president, was in the Washington Post on Friday saying, quote, "We will own and run health care in America." Remember during the takeover of General Motors with taxpayer money, 40-something billion, that it came out on the House floor that if you'd been a big Democrat contributor, you got to keep your Chevy dealership, some of them 80 years old. But if you hadn't, the government took your Chevy dealership and gave it to whoever they wanted or shut it down. So it's all selectively enforced. If you're one of the select groups that has curried favor with the government, you don't get the 50% tax on your Cadillac plan. So just absolute discrimination. These are the new upper class, the new kings and queens, the new lords of our society. And the discrimination expands from there. Multiple states get quasi-exemptions in this whole system. I can't even believe this is happening. Now, here's another important point I want to make, and then the key point, the most important points coming up. These are all important points. But the Republican Party tripled the size of government in the 8 years of George W. Bush. We thought that was the worst ever. Obama spent more than that and every president before in 1 year. We're now, what, 14, 15 months into this guy. But 1 year in, he spent more than all presidents before. But remember, the Republican Party's controlled by the very same corporate interest. Same people financed John McCain. They win either way. You got some good freshmen. You got good people like Ron Paul and others. But predominantly the leadership are just as bought and paid for. They are looking at this as a political win. It is a political win. But the Democrats are bought and paid for, so they're going ahead and committing political seppuku, political suicide. Because this is what they've got to do because the people that put them in power are demanding it. The insurance companies that wrote this bill, it's the same as the banker bailout. It's a robbery. But we have to stay angry. The Democrats are openly saying, oh, we think you'll forget about it. We think you'll find out about the good parts of the bill. Because you've got national polls between 65 and 75%, and that's an average. Some are in the 80s, some are in the 50s. But the vast majority of people are against government running health care and against a lot of the provisions. But then you see other polls where they say, well, should we cover the 32 million uninsured? And you'll get 55, 60%, depending on the poll, in that range, who are for, you know, supposed, you know, are you for saving a drowning puppy in a river? Yes. Are you for the government taking all your rights to save the drowning puppy? Well, no, because the government won't save the drowning puppy. So the Democrats think they can spin this after it's not a politicized issue. They think you'll forget about it. We have to make sure that at the state level, the attorney generals, the legislatures, that we take control of the state houses of the political process, that we demand states nullify and say, we're not just going to federal court, we're doing that too, but we're going to have our state attorney generals and our state guard say, we're not doing this in our state and kicking the feds out who are in our jurisdictions. And that's constitutional. Because under the Commerce Clause, they have no right to come in and say, you must pay money to a private interest. You must pay on average $5,000 a year. And now that all this government money's going in, it'll go up. That's what monopolies create, because the government creates a monopoly of control over this. It's gone up because for 30 plus years, government's been involved. All the major studies show that. So the Republicans have sold us out before. And if you think when they take control of the House next year and the presidency in 2.5, 3 years, if you think they're going to reverse this unless you stay angry and get politically involved like you never had before, you're living in a dream world. This is only going to get worse until you say no. Now, here's the most important point. This is a total takeover of our society. Not just the healthcare, cybersecurity bill. Here's the New York Times. Friday, Pentagon sees a threat from online muckrakers, wants to shut down websites that criticize the government. Here's another one. Cybersecurity bill introduced in the Senate. And it goes on to say it gives Obama the power to shut down the internet. They're taking over all of our industry through the greenhouse gas taxes. They've taken over the auto industry. They federalized the states with the hate bill and our police departments through NORTHCOM, through the Patriot Act. The entire society is being seized by the federal government, itself under the control of offshore banks that control the big insurance companies. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. The whole next hour will be wide open telephones on the government takeover of healthcare for offshore banking interests, as they collectivize us. And I want to get into the whole collectivism in the next hour, what it means to have government control healthcare and run your life, how they're now going to start taxing your salt, your sugar, with a national ID card tied to a national sales tax, tracking every purchase you make and taxing you more for your lifestyle. That's the preventative care. This has all been stated on the record. This is just the beginning. Toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday, 21st day of March 2010, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. If you're a local listener in Austin, you can listen to our local station, News Radio 590 KLBJ. You can call us 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. Okay. Another issue here is, what about the tens of millions of people, 32 million total that aren't insured, but around half of those are self-employed, mow lawns, run a hot dog shack, whatever. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to be given free health care. You're going to be given supposed free health care. But the free health care you're going to be getting is a watered-down government version of Medicare and Medicaid, depending on your age. And they're reporting that most hospitals, most doctors, most dentists will not accept it because it doesn't pay them. Here's Walgreens. Walgreens, no new Medicaid patients as of April 16th. Quote, because of continued reduction in reimbursement. They're just not paid. And I've talked to many doctors. I've talked to dentists. I've talked to my dad. With Medicaid, they may wait 6 months to get paid, and then it's a paltry amount that doesn't even pay for the lab work, for the employees. And that's why more and more people are not becoming nurses or doctors. Doctors, the media scapegoats them and says they're making all these big profits. The average medical degree for a medical doctor, I pulled these numbers up yesterday, is over $300,000, not counting interest. So you're in school till you're 25, 30. You're a specialist, 35. You spend $200,000, $300,000, some cases $500,000 with taxes on it. It can be over $1 million with all the penalties and interest and the rest of it. The interest you pay on that. If you don't pay on time, it's even higher. And they're just not becoming doctors, or they're going to other countries. But continuing here with all of these issues, the Congress knows the federal government can't make you buy private services. But you let the states pass laws that you've got to have insurance. But then the illegal aliens are exempt. That sets the precedent for this. And so now you're going to experience real tyranny, my friends. And again, you're going to fund the abortion. This promised executive order will not trump congressional law. Congressional law is constitutional. It's unconstitutional legislation, but constitutionally, it once it's passed, will trump executive order. And so you watch. You will be funding abortion, just like in foreign aid. Obama took the freeze off a year ago that past presidents had since Reagan on tens of billions of dollars a year in abortion, forced abortion funding in China and all over the world. That will now be official. You will pay to kill babies. If you morally are against it, it doesn't matter. The system's going to take your money. Another big lie. Obama promised that if you individually made under $250,000 a year, that you would not have to pay this 2 to 5% added bracket going above 40%. They're already up to 40. They claim it's 35, but really you pay 40%. Now it's going to be 42 to 45% you're going to be paying to supposedly pay for people that are uninsured. But here's the issue. That's $250,000 per household. That's the wife, the husband, and the children. If you're individual, the bill says $125,000. So another sleight of hand. And again, the bill is full of just arbitrary and capricious dictatorial powers where all these federal agencies get to decide what you're doing and what you're going to be spending and how to enforce this. And $16,500 to 20,000 new IRS employees to now be the nanny state running your life. Now, let's actually go over some of these articles. Give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Stupak announces deal with White House on abortion funding with executive order. Okay, we got into that for you. Continuing, AP, fact check. Premiums would rise under Obama plan. Scores of new taxes, all your major premiums if you already have insurance going up, all these new taxes. And, oh, by the way, it doesn't kick in until 2013 partially. It doesn't fully kick in until 2015, 5 years from now. So for 4.5 years, you pay hundreds of billions of dollars a year in new taxes to the government, and you can be assured you're not going to get that money in 2015. And again, I'm against the bill and hope they repeal it later, but the Republicans aren't going to do that. You mark my words, years from now watching this, they're going to come in and cut the supposed benefits, but then keep all the money that came in. That's how they tag team us. Okay, there won't be any refund checks from all the thousands of dollars you pay every few months to these people. So that's how this scam is going to work. For 4.5 years, well, really 3, you get supposedly some benefits. Some of the uninsured do, but all this doesn't kick in for 4.5 years fully. And by then they'll change it and you'll get none of it. But just mark my words, this is a by stealth, massive tax increase, period. Again, I want to show you this article. This is out of The Hill. Republicans assail IRS provision and health care bill. And it says that the IRS will take your refunds and garnish your wages to pay for it there. Continuing, I want to get into this article right here. This is out of Gallup poll. Obama approval rating lowest yet, but and the Congress's, it says, approval rating plunges to an all-time low, but the system doesn't care. They've got a mission. They're paid for by special interest, and they are going to ram this through by hook or by crook. On the bankruptcy issue, I thought I'd actually show you these articles and go over them for radio listeners. Here's Bloomberg. Moody's, the most important private rating agency for government bonds and government investment funds, says U.S.-UK move closer to losing rating, Moody's says. And they go on to say they believe that we will lose it and that we're substantially closer to losing it. They go on to say there is inertia in the deterioration of credit metrics. I mean, there's not enough factories, not enough jobs, no real growth to pay for all this government. Meanwhile, the insurance company stocks, that Google that. I want to show the latest. I saw it Friday. Insurance stocks up. You'll get scores of articles with that headline. They're all up because they wrote it, but they played the please don't throw me in the briar patch story. The story of Briar Rabbit, he gets captured by the farmer. He says, please don't throw me in the briar patch. The rabbit lives in the briar patch. The rabbit is safe in the briar patch. He wants to be thrown in the briar patch. Almost 100 years ago, 97 years ago, the Federal Reserve ran editorials nationwide, the private banks, saying they were against the Federal Reserve when they wrote the stinking bill to take over our country and our currency and credit. Oldest trick in the book. Please don't throw me in the briar patch. I'm a swamp rabbit. I don't like the briar patch. That's where the rabbit's safe, is in the briar patch. Please don't throw me in the briar patch. And so some of the public get fooled and think, oh, yeah, these people making $250,000 a year, really $125,000 a year, we're going to get them. And these people with Cadillac healthcare plans, we're going to get them. Who do you think employs you? It's people with the Cadillac plans. It's the people that make enough money to hire employees. I've got 20 employees or more. And if this actually ever gets implemented, I'll have to let 2 or 3 go, bare minimum. And everybody who stays is going to get their wages cut. And then you're going to get crappy, watered-down government health care. All right, I haven't even scratched the surface on this. If you've got questions for me on the health care, I have researched it like a few others and have a larger understanding of the total takeover. We're going to get into the collectivism. We're going to get into how the government's taking over every facet of industry and public life. How the government nationwide is going to remote control your thermostats. They denied this a few years ago as they installed them in Texas and Michigan and California and Utah and Florida. Now the government admits we're going to run your refrigerator, your power, your air conditioner. We're going to watch everything you do. We're going to restrict the internet. We're going to federalize your local police. We're going to have naked body scanners in mobile trucks. We're going to take your guns. We're coming after your BB guns. It's all coming up next hour.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it is the 21st day of March 2010. We're going to your phone calls. Then I'm going to go through Reuters fact box, details of final U.S. healthcare plan. This is a whitewash, but it's still gives you an idea of how bad this legislation is. I'm going to go over this piece by piece and then get into what the nanny state is going to be like. We already know from Europe. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Todd in Georgia, you're on the air.
What's going on, man?
Worldwide transmission.
Well, basically, about 20 minutes ago, I just called up the White House myself, and Secret Service answered, and I informed them that there were our United States government was engaging in illegal activities, and I kind of pressed her conscience and said, you know, you as a U.S. citizen, you know, should do whatever. But how, for me, honestly, it's like give me liberty or give me death. You know, I don't want to see the country die. I don't want my freedoms to go away because what is life if it's not free? So, what do you envision if they do if they do you know, would take over every single front and surround us strategically to where we're kind of entrapped by their commands and everything like that, and they totally enslave us? What should we do? Should we literally fight? I mean, if the info war does not suffice, or what is your personal opinion?
Well, number one, and I appreciate your call, Todd, every time the population gets involved with the global carbon tax in Copenhagen, we shot it down. Now they're coming back trying to implement by stealth. We got to fight again. We've been beating so much of the things they've tried to implement. We have to continue and get even more involved and take that anger to the streets, take it to the state house, take it to the city council. If the people get involved, there's no way they're going to get away with this. The system wants to drive us into violence. That's why they prepared the military and police for it. We need to try to avert that. The Pentagon says that 90% of war is now psychological. We have to get out there with the truth that trumps their lies and use this attack on freedom as a wake-up call for people. William in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I'm outraged by this healthcare bill. It's ridiculous. It's un-American. You know, it's un-American.
It's slavery.
You had David Gergen on CNN saying this is going to be Obama's legacy. I'm like, legacy. Yep. Hitler had legacy. Stalin had legacy. You know, had legacy. I mean, is this really what? He goes, I know it's not going to be shot that.
Well, by doing that, people, they're even blaming it on Obama like he did it when he's just a corporate guy reading off a teleprompter. So they put presidents in, build them up, destroy them. Once they're out of office, rehabilitate them. Instead of looking at Obama, we should think about the big banks that own the insurance companies that ram this through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree.
Well, I appreciate your call. In fact, I want to talk about Dennis Kucinich. Writing a note on that. Let's take another call. Let's talk to John in Texas. You're on the air.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I just got a real quick comment and a real quick question. I've never really been involved in politics. I'm a truck driver, just an average American. It just really ticked off. And, you know, I just talk on behalf of the thousands of us out there, you know, that are feeling this, you know, just it's hard to listen to what's going on in the country now. And the question I had is, how in the hell did we get to this? It just boggles my mind how we could get to this place in our country. And one other thing is that you haven't touched on is the apathy of these kids nowadays. I mean, I try to tell my own kids and neighbors about what's going on in this country. It just falls on deaf ears. And that's all I had to say, and I hope you can comment on that.
John, I appreciate the call. I'll answer those questions. Those are important questions straight ahead. Back in 60 seconds, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. The InfoWar continues.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
On this live Sunday edition, Democrats along party lines, no Republicans voting for it, set to vote for a takeover of 1/6 to 1/7 of the economy. Those are conservative estimates. Some estimates are at 21% or more than 1/5. Remember, they've taken over the auto industry, the global greenhouse gas tax emission taxes, selectively enforced against factories, coal plants, home inspections. The Senate won't pass that bill, so Obama says he's going to have the EPA do it. That's a takeover. The hate bills, further federalizing local police in the states. The takeover of the internet with cybersecurity. I want to get into some of that, but the point is, this is a total takeover, because the real way to make money and have power is to be a big corporation and come in and pay off the government to pass laws to make you buy their insurance. And that's why insurance company stocks are way up. They wrote this stinking thing. And remember, a few months ago, Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, the chairman of the DNC, Howard Dean, said, this is a ripoff. This is a scam. This cuts Medicare and Medicaid. This waters down care. This gives liability protection to insurance companies. This lets the government run health care. They're real socialists. At least they were on the surface. If we're going to rob from people, let's at least give the poor some health care. No, 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 no. You get cruddy health care that nobody accepts with the free health care, and then everybody else pays a huge tax on increased premiums and tax money into this system. And it doesn't kick in for 3 years, the first part, fully 5 years. So they steal hundreds of billions of dollars a year. Well, it's well over a trillion the next five. They steal $1 trillion, and then they'll change it by then, and you'll never even get it. This is just a new tax increase to the offshore banks. The $28 trillion they've stolen the last year and a half isn't enough. It's not $787 billion. Pull up AP, pull up Bloomberg, pull up the congressional clips. It was $23.7 trillion 6 months ago. $28 trillion 2 months ago. We don't even know what it is now. Well over $30 trillion. Now, how did we get to this point is a question a lot of people ask. We became decadent. We put up with the Patriot Act violating the Constitution and torture violating the Constitution and illegal wars not declared by Congress. And we put up with police merging with the military. We put up with the federal government in 800 cities legalizing illegal aliens by fiat with sanctuary cities. The Republicans told us we had to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution to protect us from terrorists. Now Obama continues that. Once you start violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution, the sky is the limit. This is slow incremental slavery, though. Notice this phases in over the next 5 years. Slowly they put the chains on. Quietly they sneak up and bound you in the night. But now Dennis Kucinich paid off on an Air Force One ride, promised all this power, promised White House positions. Howard Dean threatened with an ouster, they all flip. The so-called pro-life Democrats, they flip with a fake executive order that hasn't even been signed and congressionally can't block the law. Now you'll pay for abortion. Every promise twisted. And people ask, well, why don't young people care? Why aren't they more upset? Why aren't they concerned about going into bondage? They haven't lived in reality. They live in your house. You pay for everything. They play video games 2-3 hours a day, 4.5 hours of TV. They're not living in the real world. They don't see themselves as active participants in a free republic. They see themselves as jellyfish. And that's why the system's moving with bondage against us now. That's how we got to this point. But meanwhile, you've got polls on average of over 70% against this legislation, but still they do it. Gallup polls over 91% against open borders and amnesty. 87% of Hispanics against it. They don't care. They're going to legalize illegal aliens next. Bring in unlimited numbers to further bankrupt the states so the banks get the country more in debt. This is a wrecking crew. This is a system where they are engaged in conquest financially. This is the banks that wrote this and did this. Now, I want to take a few calls, and then I'm going to get into Reuters. They have Fact Box, details of final U.S. healthcare bill. And I've read much of the bill. This is like the fifth version, this final one they made public yesterday. And this is all accurate, and it's actually worse than even what they say here. I'm going to go over some provisions we haven't covered yet. Key information coming up. Tom in Florida, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Great coverage and analysis. Well, this bill is an absolute outrage, to be sure. And it seems like these banks are just keep bringing us one disaster after another. My feeling about this is that in addition to the commerce laws over that the states might be able to use over against this, over, like, you know, this is racketeering, pure and simple, over, like, you know, so is it possible to use anti-racketeering laws as a way
yes,
to
yes, but the U.S. attorneys are controlled by Obama. And remember, Bush, George W. wouldn't go after Clinton for all of his treason. Remember all that. The Chinese generals in the White House, the sellouts, the drug dealing, and then Obama wouldn't go after Bush. So you watch. No, that's the problem. We've got to have state attorney generals go for criminal charges, which is constitutional. We've got to have state grand juries do this. If we're going to have criminal charges, it's got to come from the states. And look, these Congress people are not exempt. They are not above the law. I mean, what last count, more than half of Congress doesn't pay taxes or are behind on their taxes. I saw a report where 50-something thousand government employees just in Treasury and one other agency aren't paying taxes. A decade ago it started, but last year they changed more laws where most of the IRS investigators are on blue collar, not the rich people not paying taxes. I saw a Sacramento Bee article where they sent two uniformed IRS agents to scream at and threaten a car wash owner over 4 cents of unpaid taxes. They got them chasing 4 cents, so the bankers offshore with all the Federal Reserve won't say where the trillions are they stole. My film, Fall of the Republic, has clip after clip of Bernanke and Geithner and all of these crooks, and they are crooks. Ron Paul agrees they should be criminally charged. State grand juries need to go after them. They are crooks by any measure, and they won't say where trillions of dollars went. People ask why this is happening. Tom, it's happening because they've already gotten away with bloody murder. And once you've committed 1,000 crimes, why not commit 1,000,000 more? Why not go all the way, Tom?
Yeah, Alex, you know, the Constitution is really clear over about what constitutes treason. My question for you, does not anybody get in trouble for treason anymore?
No, that's the problem. I mean, it's like Rick Perry went to Bilderberg Group meeting and announced it to the Dallas Morning News when Hillary Clinton had to pay a $300,000 fine back in the mid-90s for going. It violates the stinking Logan Act. Obama committed high treason. It's in Fall of the Republic. When he became the head of the UN Security Council. I mean, no president, he swore an oath to them and became the chief officer of the only body in the UN that has power. This is all done. They set the precedents to get away with it. They know what they're doing. They're dragging us into hell. Go ahead.
I just think we're like, somehow or another, we're like, you know, the states have got to step up. I mean, you know, this is the only place where we have a chance for control over it. And that, you know, if the state attorney generals and the courts are that corrupt, then what's next?
I hear you. Well, look, the 38 attorney generals, including the attorney general of Texas, are going to go after them in federal court under the Commerce Clause. That isn't enough. We need the states in open resistance to the criminal feds. Dave in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, congratulations on getting rich off 9/11. Now you're in a position to worry about the health care and how it's going to affect your business.
We got bigger issues to deal with, punk. Rich off 9/11. You know, how is it when you're a pro-establishment guy, you can get $10 million a year to read off a teleprompter like Glenn Beck or, you know, the ABC old anchor who died of lung cancer, Peter Jennings. But I can't make my films, write my books, cover my material. By the way, we're going to get into 9/11 just for you coming up at the very end of the show. Associated Press, raw story, White House secret document ordering the 9/11 Commission to not investigate the attacks, and six of the ten saying that a criminal cover-up took place by the Pentagon. You understand, we've been lied to about 9/11, and as a citizen, it is my right to sit here and question 9/11, and it's my right to make films and engage in commerce. You may think like Obama that we're all supposed to be a bunch of communists, but I'm going to continue to fund my operation and expand to defend liberty, and I know you hate it, punk. Get up! Stand up! Escape from the prison planet! All right, I want to go back to your calls at 888-201-2244 here in a moment. But let me just go through Reuters. Just some of the points. They have more than 30 here of what is in the bill. And you can go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We have links to the bill that they just finally made public yesterday. And it's worse than the previous four versions. This is the fifth major version. The legislation would require substantial insurance market reforms that would bar insurers from excluding people from pre-existing medical conditions and prevent them from arbitrarily dropping policyholders. So somebody can get unlimited health care for something that's totally incurable, and they'll just raise everybody else's prices for their cost. Total discrimination against people who've made good life changes. I saw some woman in the news last week who has a goal of weighing 1,000 pounds. She's up to 500 plus pounds, and she's on all this welfare. You're going to pay for her. Her goal is to be 1,000 pounds. The Senate bill requires insurers to spend at least 85 cents of every premium dollar on medical care in a small group. But what about the taxes and regulation? Individuals will be required to obtain health insurance. Those who fail to obtain coverage would face fines up to 2.5% of income by 2016, regardless of who you are. Firms with more than 50 workers who do not have medical coverage would face $2,000 per full-time employee fines. Federal subsidies would be provided to help people with incomes up to 400% of the poverty level purchase coverage on the exchange. So the government's going to send you supposedly a paycheck, they claim. Kind of like Obama was going to help you with your mortgage with all that money, and then literally no one gets the money. The banks get it. Proposed changes would sweeten those subsidies for lower-income people. So it's not really even free health care. There's no such thing as a free lunch. The Senate bill included a 40%, and the way I read it, it's over 50, excise tax on high-cost health insurance plans. The proposed changes would delay implementation of the tax until 2018. The tax would kick in on plans costing $10,200 for individuals. But, of course, then the unions are all exempt from this, discriminatory. The bill calls for raising the payroll taxes for Medicare, so that'll be more tax money out of your paycheck, but you'll never even get this free health care. Now they're saying until 2018. I was saying 2015, excuse me. The bill calls for raising the payroll taxes for Medicare, the government health insurance plan for elderly and disabled. The bill will impose fees on medical device manufacturers, insurance providers, and brand-name pharmaceuticals. The proposed changes would delay implementation of those fees. So that's all a whitewash, but any of those new taxes will just be passed on to you. It also puts, which will raise the overall cost of health care, duh. It also puts a 10% tax on indoor tanning services that use ultraviolet light. A lamps goes into effect July 1st, so that happens right away. And it goes on and on and on and on. And on. Just a total boondoggle, fraudulent scam. You're not going to get free health care. The only people that are going to get that are illegal aliens, because the cities have deals with the hospitals to pay for it in tax money. They get everything. I had my finger chopped off 5-6 years ago, went down to the city hospital on a Sunday, and the illegals were all just going right in. I had full insurance. They made me wait 30 minutes while they checked my insurance, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota, because I got a paycheck from Genesis Communications, where I get my insurance, and from this radio network. And I had to throw a fit with my finger dangling my skin and say, look, I have insurance. Get the doctor in here, reattach it. I'm not a doctor, but I know this finger has to be reattached or I'm going to lose my finger. There are illegals with stomach aches and stuff just being run straight in there as fast as they could get them in. What's the city hospital off 35th Street downtown? Yeah, Brackenridge. That's where I was. Oh, my God. And then the IRS gets to garnish your wages and grab your money and put extra taxes on you and all these new IRS employees. I mean, it's a complete nightmare. All right, I want to get into the nanny state and what it's going to be like living under these people and how the government's grabbing control of every sector of the economy, not just healthcare coming up. But let's go back to your calls. Mark in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I think one of the reasons why they're trying to push this through so hard and so fast is they have to do it before they bankrupt the American people so they can keep them on their pharmaceutical drugs and their psychotropics.
Otherwise, well, that's what they do. That's what they do. Let me pull up the term in the, what's the term they use? Comparative medicine. And that's exactly what Europe does. You go in with cancer, they give you Prozac. You go in with a heart attack, they give you some drugs, not surgery. You don't get these tests for cancer. Absolutely.
Because their minds might start to clear up if they go off these things.
Well, that's why there's all sorts of tax money going to the drug makers. They won't lower the price. Americans pay three times on average more than other nations for drugs because we're known as the schmucks of the planet. We're known as the milk cow of the planet to be raped and robbed and looted. And so, absolutely, they're not going to cut the drug costs. They're just going to take tax money and pay it to the drug company, take from the haves, and then give the poison drugs to the have-nots. Anything else, Mark?
Well, Alex, I'm 54 years old, and I haven't had health insurance for 25 years, and I haven't been to a doctor for 20 years, so, and I'm doing just fine. So
I hear you, Mark. What is it, 300,000-something people die every year from bad drug interactions, over 200,000 from hospital infections? There are a lot of problems with our health care system, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of problems. But it's been the best in the world, and government getting involved is what's ruined it, and it's only going to get worse. But that's common sense. That's why 70%+ of Americans are against it. But this criminal, lawless government doesn't care. They know it's unconstitutional. They know it's an overthrow of the republic. They know it's illegal. But they want to run your life. They want you dependent on them. Mark, thanks for the call. Q in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? Thanks for waking me up back in 2003.
Your phone's breaking up. Make a quick point.
Well, just have to say, you know, when I argue with people...
I got to let you go. Sorry, Cube. Let's talk to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I got two quick things for you, a petition and a question. My petition is that you please release one or both of the new films before the Tea Parties. That way we can get them out there to the Tea Partiers.
I'm releasing Police State 4, Rise of FEMA, and Invisible Empire as fast as I can, April 15th and April 21st.
Very good. I got one more question for you. How does brave love of constitutional knowledge sound?
Say that again?
Brave love of constitutional knowledge. And the acronym or whatever you call it would be BLOCK. As in block parties to block the coffee and the tea parties.
Listen, I appreciate your call. We're going to have the American people, if we want to fix this, stop only caring about football and cosmetics and American Idol and start learning about what big government does in every case in history. In every case of history, corrupt interests create a big government to rob people. A government big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take everything you've got. And in every case, that's what happens. Cut the government so it can't rape us. We'll be back. Stay with us. The interests running this nation and the rest of the planet want control of your life. They want you on psychotropic drugs, in the mental institutions, or in the psychiatric system. They want you on welfare. They want to use misdemeanors to bar your Second Amendment. a total control grid, nanny state is going into place. This unconstitutional, illegal takeover of health care is only the beginning. And they're set to vote on it tonight or at the latest tomorrow. They're bold. They're criminal. But the good news is they tried to pass it without a House vote, which is absolutely illegal. They backed off of that, showing that public pressure can deter these criminals. But remember, the Republicans are parties to this. It's not just the unconstitutional health bill. It's all the other things they're doing. Now, I'm going to go to your calls, but callers are all over the map here. I want to hear what you have to say about health care and about the police state. And I'm going to give each caller just a little bit of time because I want to get to the next person. So please, if you ask me how I'm doing, I'm not doing well. The country's going to hell in a handbasket. I love this nation. I have three children and a lovely wife, and we have no future if this tyranny continues. I'm not doing well, if you ask me. Okay? But maybe this is a wake-up call to people. I want to hear what you have to say. The weekday show has about 2 million listeners throughout the show. The weekend Sunday show's not as old. It's been growing. It has over a million. A million people, not counting the hundreds of thousands on the podcast and YouTube and PrisonPlanet.tv, a million people want to hear what you have to say. Let's go to your calls. Ronnie in Texas.
Thank you, sir. Alternative medicine and to support our troops by design, from the start, this Sotero stealth scamology says no to medicinal marijuana by fully forcing down our collectivist throats this big pharma's thugopoly.
Ronnie, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Obama claimed he was pro-medical marijuana. He's actually been blocking it in the 14 states, violating 10th Amendment and 9th Amendment rights. You want to end the fake drug war, end the government monopoly on drugs. They push deadly pharmaceuticals while going after marijuana, and now they're moving with the McCain bill to restrict vitamins and minerals. Great point. Randy in Texas, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Two quick questions and then an observation. Will there be forced vaccination under the preventative measures of the bill, and will there be a federal medical ID card? And the point I wanted to make was that I noticed that they're having an immigration march in Washington today. Coincidence?
I appreciate your call. Let's take it from the last question. The coffee party, we had the idea 2.5 months ago to have a coffee party to wake up the Tea Party to the Republican takeover. The Democrats, with the Obama operative, started the coffee party, and all their rallies have had a few hundred people, and it's illegal aliens. So it's the illegal alien party. And it's disgusting that the government's using this group they've brought in as an attack dog against America. That's part of the balkanization, the divide and conquer. Now, going back to your other questions, yes, it gives blanket power to demand through federal medicine, federal control, that you have an RFID chip implanted for medical care. It funds that. And yes, it pushes for a medical ID and gives the federal government the power to later mandate that. Thank you, Randy in Texas. Great points. Eddie in New Hampshire, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I just had a quick question. If the health plan passes and is signed into law, what recourse, if any, will Americans have then?
Well, it's an excellent question, Eddie. 38 attorney generals have stated that the Commerce Clause gives the government no power to come into the states and order people to buy something from a private interest. It's just outrageously illegal on its face. But more than that, you have the way the votes were bought with political money to certain states. You have the way unions are exempt from the health care taxes and from the Cadillac plan taxes. So it's unjust weights and measures. This is taxation without representation. There are scores of new taxes that are unfairly apportioned. So we need to have the state legislatures, not just the attorney generals, pass laws saying in our state it's illegal to implement this. And that is what the 10th Amendment and 9th Amendment are all about. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
A bit of classified information. My grandfather's brother's dying of Alzheimer's, or he has already died, but he told me he set off the Taiwanese coast with a nuke bomb under his Douglas plane and was waiting for orders after MacArthur had been fired for wanting to drop 26 across North Korea. He was a Navy military man for his whole life, and he was so distraught at the way this was going. And you can tell I am just by
You're talking about Korea.
Yeah, I'm talking about...
I'm going to let you go because we're talking about health care. You're welcome to call back during the weekday show when we have more time. But it is true that MacArthur was going to drop A-bombs on the communist Chinese when they came across that main line, and that he was ordered not to. So that's on record. And I do know they had nukes in theater, so I have no doubt that your story is true because that's already on record. But thank you so much, Mark. Don't mean to cut you off, but if I'm going to get callers on, I got to move quick here. Ray in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm upset about this health care thing, too, because it's not about health care. I'm so sick of that phrase. It's a lie, lie, lie. There is a gun grab in it, isn't there?
Well, they already have this under federal regulations, but it codifies it to another level that they make pediatricians and other doctors ask you about firearms in the home, and they ask your children when they've got them behind closed doors at the doctor's visit if mommy and daddy own firearms. Then they report you to CPS as if the guns are illegal when they're not. So it turns doctors and others into secret police, and there is more funding under the preventative measure along that line.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, in yesterday, March 20th, in the Denver metro area, there was a gun show called Tanner Gun Show, and there was a loaded pistol on a dealer's table, and someone picked it up, and it discharged and shot another attendee.
Sounds staged.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, because the news made a big deal about, oh, how can this happen? This has never happened before, and we're going to investigate. I looked in the Denver Post today, the Sunday issue, not one word about this discharged pistol. So I think it's a false flag thing. I think it's a staged thing.
Well, we know they did fake arrests here in Austin.
I think they're going to do more and more of that kind of stuff.
We know they did fake arrests at the gun show here, and it turned out it was fake with the cops for the media. I appreciate your call. Look. Bottom line, and there's a lot of other criminality and unconstitutionality and discrimination in the bill, but bottom line, they didn't release this bill until yesterday. They didn't release the 2,700 pages in full until yesterday. Why? They didn't want you to have a chance to read it. And so after it passes, we'll learn even more about the 2,700 pages. We'll learn even more about what's going on and happening. But the bill, according to Reuters, none of it kicks in for 3 years, 2013. Part of it, 2015. The rest, 2018. So there is no free health care. All it is a wealth redistribution to the big banks, to the government, more money. The government's run by offshore banks. They want more money. More and more of your tax money goes for interest on the debt. Just like Greece has to give up its islands and land to the banks through the scam, that's all this is. It's a new tax sold as health care for the people. Let's go to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm just wondering, there's 2 points I wanted to make quickly. One, why can't we use his phony, executive order as a means to show, look, if it's not legal when he does this bill, then all his executive orders are garbage and that they're unconstitutional. The second point is, why can't we get really organized? Let's use something like meetup.com, Facebook, things like that. If this stupid coffee party can get together, even if it's small groups so fast, and get the school kids educated from all top to bottom.
I hear you. Great points, George. Let me comment on that when we come back after this break. Look, the executive order, Obama can selectively enforce an executive order. Congress lets him do that. He can order the bureaucracy not to have the paid-for abortions. But the law trumps it, so he's going to claim an executive order, but then not enforce it. I want to jam in some final calls. I said I'd get into the nanny state. And understanding the bigger picture. Big Fortune 100 corporations run the government. They use the government to take your tax money, to control your life, and expand their power. Look at this. Body scans eventually mandatory, TSA official says, Chicago Tribune. Of course they're going to be mandatory. They've got mobile trucks they're going to have out on the streets. Look at this. Bill automatically allows power company to regulate your home temperature. These are going in nationwide. That's out of Salt Lake City, KCL-TV. Here's another one. Bill would track sales of cold meds in the name of stopping methamphetamine. It's just everything surveilling you. All illegal. All violations of law by a criminal government. But before I take a few final calls, I want to play this trailer for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and for radio listeners. You can watch the trailer for Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, up at Infowars.com. We put out Friday. And Jason Burmes' new film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. This explains the globalists who were determined to destroy this nation. Here it is.
You know, there is such a thing as insidious influence. Does it involve bribery? And does it involve some sort of psychological domination of individuals?
But what does the New World Order mean for countries like ours?
A New World Order.
No world order that elevates one nation or group of people over another will succeed.
It's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
The whole concept of new world order is something else. It really says that the state is God.
You take the roots of that organization and you find out that they created in all of the British dependencies what they call round table groups. Then around those little round table groups, they created front groups.
We're getting to two levels of government here. One level of government where we have checks and balances, and a higher level of COG government where the constitutional authorities are not allowed to go.
Back then, it wasn't politically wise to be aligned with what his party's right wing considered a shadow world government.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
This is the third leg of the New World Order.
That's why it's important. The people running this country are determined to destroy it.
Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. It's got Ron Paul exposing the New World Order, you name it. Pre-order the DVD at Infowars.com. Ships on or before April 15th. Get it first. Also see it in super high quality April 15th at PrisonPlanet.tv. But continuing, the government is taking over the internet, openly saying the president can shut it down or restrict free speech. They're taking over all of our industry, selectively enforced however the president wants. The Congress won't pass the bill. He just says the bureaucracy is going to do it. They're taking over the auto industry. They're taking over the local police, federalizing them with the hate crime bill they passed last year. This is what's happening. And I'll take some final calls, but in closing, I'll cover this more next week. This broke on Friday. Associated Press, Raw Story, you name it, revealed. Give me a document cam shot of this. Ashcroft, Tenet, Rumsfeld warned 9/11 Commission about line not to cross, that they were not, this is a commission appointed by Bush, not allowed to investigate the attacks themselves. And six of the 10 have said it's a criminal cover-up. That's even been here and there in the Washington Post and New York Times. That's why we have 9/11 truth. This was used to launch the wars, to set up the police state. We have the internal Homeland Security documents we got over a year ago from law enforcement that broke nationally when we put them out. Confirmed that American people, gun owners, conservatives, you are the target of the police state, not CIA-run Arabs, Al-Qaeda, over in Afghanistan. And here is the actual White House document from the vice president to the commission saying you will not look at any of this. Do you understand? You will simply call for a big, fat police state. You Republicans out there that love torture and the Patriot Act and fake wars, if the globalists will kill a million Iraqis for some weapon sales and oil, you don't think they won't screw you, won't rob you, won't nail your butt to the wall? You think you're protected from tyranny? You think you can take somebody else's rights and not have your rights taken? You like military tribunals? They're made for you. Animal ID, premises ID to take your ranches and farms. This is the reality. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Alex.
Yes.
I'm just outraged. I'm absolutely outraged. This health care bill is going to go further than that. I believe in the
in the government training camps with all the health care benefits they do to the states and federalize this, they're going to create a new disease, and they're going to get those mercury-infested shots to your children.
Oh, they've got – they tried forced inoculations in multiple states, and the feds tried it, and they've been taking everybody's blood under an international treaty since 1973. I told people that 14 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. It's a lawless criminal group. They got laptops watching kids at home that the government gives them. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall, Chris.
Absolutely. And you're talking about the Homeland Security mobile units. I believe someday the Kentucky Derby's going to have that, and that's coming close.
They have troops there the last 5 years. Chris, I appreciate your call. All part of the conditioning. Jim in New York, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex.
Okay, lost his call. Go ahead.
I have two questions. I have a hard time sometimes. I listen to following you, and it's not your fault, but I'm not being critical of you. It's my inability to understand what you're saying. The two questions relate to this health care bill. How do the corporations benefit by this? In other words, the insurance companies.
Okay.
And number two would be, you can answer both of them, is for instance, I attend Mount Sinai for some medical issues I have in New York.
Manhattan, great hospital.
And the doctor, what is it?
That's a great hospital.
I don't know about that, but in any event, they're right in league with this stuff. You know, the heads of the department, I know a few of them. I've been doing it for 5 years, and the guy thinks this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. How do they benefit by this?
Okay, I appreciate your call. There are a lot of socialist and communist doctors who think it's morally good, who haven't read the bill. They buy the hype. Just because a doctor knows how to remove a breast cancer tumor doesn't mean they know how to read the bill or have read it. They're just watching CNN. Look, the insurance companies have said on record that they helped write this bill. This will make 35 to 40 million people who don't have insurance buy insurance. And it allows them to have the government lower the standard of care and allow them to restrict how much money someone can spend in their treatment. So it lowers the standard of care. This is all about cost savings. They raise taxes, don't start giving you benefits for 3, 5, and then 8 years. The final benefits come in 2018. That's Reuters. That's in the bill. And so it's like the banks saying it's a banker bailout to help people's housing loans, and then none of the money went to that. It's a bait and switch, sir. JJ in Texas. JJ, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have a couple of things. Reid was the former majority leader, right? About a week and a half ago, his wife and kid got hit by a driver. The wife's back got broken, face lacerations on the child, the nose broken, neck broken on the wife.
Cars are dangerous. Number one cause of death.
Well, the driver gets off with a reckless driving charge, causes three other cars to wreck. Now okay. The majority leader is Steny Hoyer, oddly enough. Now, another thing, this slaughter woman who heads the Senate Rules Committee, who concocts all these like crazy rules and deeming rules and this, that, and the slaughter whatever amendment
yeah, quickly.
She makes up. Quickly, okay, well, she was mentioned in the Chicago gun ban. And at the Cato Institute, the lawyers who were lawyers against the plaintiff, who did come out of nowhere because the ban had been going for 7 years, they said that it was the gem of the Constitution. They were ready to get rid of it, and they never thought they'd get there through guns. It involved
ma'am, I got to let you go in 10 seconds.
Eminent domain rights, the right to work.
I got to let you go. Show's over, ma'am. Sorry. Yes. The government will kick out one group of plaintiffs and bring in another group to lose the legislation or to lose the court case. Now, look, here's the final equation. You know the government has raped and robbed and lied about every other major issue. You know this bill's a scam and a fraud and raises all these taxes. You know the government, even if it meant well, couldn't run health care and is going to screw it up. They admit the government is going to set policies for medicine. The government is going to be your doctor now. This is about making you an indentured servant, a slave to the government, to the system, and making you dependent on the system, domesticating you. That's what all this is about. Let's use it as a wake-up call to take our government and our country back. The elite are not invincible. If you decide to take action and take our nation back, we can defeat these globalists. Great job, crew. Be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Burmese is coming up with more of your calls. Stay with us.